Let's imagine you're in prison, a harsh Roman prison, separated from friends, treated unjustly, and not knowing whether you'll live or die. If we were in that situation and sending a letter out to our friends, I wonder if many of us would be writing these words: "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." But these are the words which Paul wrote to the people in Ephesus when he was in prison. In all of his letters, he speaks a lot about gratitude, giving thanks, and learning to be content in every situation. I'm sure he had his moments of sadness and despair and lament while he was in prison. As we saw last week, it's important to be able to take time to bring those emotions and questions to God. But how did Paul remain so thankful in the midst of situations which could have made him totally despair? I don't know about you, but there have been many moments during this time of coronavirus and lockdown that I have not felt very thankful. Can we be thankful during really difficult and anxious and sad times? Sometimes we might ask why we should be thankful during these kind of times. In Psalm 138, David is in a difficult situation. In verse 7, he speaks of walking in the midst of trouble. If you know about David's life, he faced many moments of serious danger, but here he's praising God and coming to God in thankfulness. Let's have a closer look at some of the things David is thankful for and why he's thankful and what we can learn from that for our own lives. In the first verse, we see that David is not only a little bit thankful, he's praising God with all his heart. And in verse 2, we see why. "I will bow down toward your holy temple and praise your name for your love and faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word." David is praising God just for who God is. And he knows that God is loving and God is faithful. David has seen that many times over the years. For us too, no matter what situation we are in, God is God, and we can praise him and be thankful for who he is. David speaks of God's name and his word being exalted. The Hebrew word used here for word can also be translated as promise. God's name represents his character and his actions. His character and his actions are loving and faithful, and he keeps his promises. His love endures forever, even in the difficult times. And so David turns to God in praise and thanksgiving. And what about us? In our difficult times, do we take the time to come into God's presence and remember who he is and how he has been loving and faithful to us? Sometimes, like Joy was reminding us last week, we can only come into God's presence with our sadness and questions. But the very act of coming into his presence with these things is faith. And once we are in his presence, our perspective shifts and we're reminded of who he is. And that turns us to praise. I find that listening to worship songs is one way that really helps me to do that. David is not only thankful for who God is, but in verse 3, David is thankful for how God has answered his prayers. "When I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted." God didn't answer David's prayer by taking away the difficult situation, but he answered his prayer by making David bold and determined to be able to get through the situation. Sometimes God does change the situation when we pray, but sometimes God changes us within the situation. We might not have seen all our prayers answered in the way we would have imagined through this pandemic, but are we thankful for the ways God has answered us? Maybe he's strengthened us, given us peace, given us courage. Maybe he's put people around us who have been able to help and encourage us. Maybe he's been working on our characters and revealing some of the things we've been relying on which aren't helpful, calling us to press into him, leaning on him, and finding our strength in him. Through this psalm, David is bringing a public thank offering, a sacrifice of praise to God. His song will be sung for people and with other people to tell the goodness of God's deliverance. David is aware of the impact of his thanksgiving, not only on himself, but also on those around. Not just the people right around him, but beyond the borders of Israel, on the other nations and authorities, as well as in the spiritual realms. In verse 4, he asks that all the kings of the earth will also praise God when they hear God's words and see his glory. In David's time, the nations around worshipped many different gods with a small g. In verse 1, David is praising God before these other gods. None of these can compare with the one true living God, Yahweh. What about us? When we're thankful to God, even when things are hard, that can impact people around us too. We want people to know what our God is like, loving and faithful, keeping his promises, even in the most difficult of circumstances. When we praise God, then we recognize that other gods or idols around us in society, money, power, celebrity, possessions, whatever the idols are, just can't compare with him. Another reason that David can be thankful during the most difficult of situations is that he has a bigger perspective. In verse 8, David reminds himself and declares that the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. This difficult situation is not the end of the story, and somehow God is at work in the midst of it. God had called David very clearly to be the king of Israel, and God would carry on working out his plans and purposes for David's life. God has plans and purposes for each one of us, and he will fulfill his purpose for us. He won't let coronavirus stop him from working out those plans and purposes. I don't believe that God caused coronavirus. I think that's part of living in a fallen world where there is disease. But I do believe that God can be and is at work in the midst of it, continuing to work out his purposes. This reminds me of the story of Joseph in Genesis, where Joseph went through all kinds of difficulties, which went from bad to worse. But God was still at work. And in the end, Joseph was in a position where he could save the people of God from being wiped out because of famine, and also save thousands of other lives. He was able to say to his brothers, "What you intended for evil, God intended for good." So, what are the things we're thankful for during this time? Being thankful acknowledges how much we need God. Everything we have, including our very breath, comes from him. This is the opposite of our society. Our society teaches us to want more, to be self-reliant, not to need other people. It teaches us that we can do anything through our own effort. One of the things which people have had to recognize through this pandemic is that we are not in control of everything. In spite of our knowledge and talents and technology, there are things which we cannot control or understand. This has led to people seeking for something more and bigger in their lives. The 24/7 prayer movement is seeing many people who don't usually pray asking for prayer and wanting to know how to pray over the time of lockdown. I've been speaking with people about what they're thankful for over lockdown. Many of the things they've mentioned are things which have been there all along, but COVID and lockdown have made us appreciate those things in a new way. We've realised that there are so many things which we've been taking for granted. Time with family, socialising, our health, travel, hugs, even a cup of coffee with a friend or a trip to the park. We suddenly realise again how precious it is to have a church family and to be able to gather together to worship. How often we take for granted the beauty of nature around us. How easy to take for granted the work of the NHS staff, teachers, people who work in supermarkets, and others who do jobs which keep our society functioning. One friend told me that having had her children at home for 6 months, she will never look on teachers the same way again. She has a new appreciation and thankfulness for them. It's worth thinking about how we maintain that sense of gratitude and thankfulness rather than just returning to taking things for granted. Other things which people are thankful for have come about because of COVID and lockdown. The unexpected gift of rediscovering the importance of local community and the resurgence of neighbourliness as people looked out for each other and have been supporting each other. The Thursday evening clap for carers, where Thanksgiving drew our communities together to celebrate those who were willing to give of themselves sacrificially. In my neighbourhood, people were doing shopping for each other, calling people to make sure they had people to talk to, picking up medication for those who were shielding, and trying to encourage each other. The church was right in the midst of this, and people saw that people from the church care for them. In Reading, the food bank, which is run by the churches and other Christian charities, found themselves working closely with the council and other organisations to provide for people in need over lockdown. Relationships and trust have been built, and people have seen God's love in action through these charities. I'm sure there have been similar things in Newbury. One of the big things which many people have mentioned they're thankful for is the chance to slow down. There are things from lockdown which people would never have chosen to let go of, but when they had to let go, they found it made a positive difference to their lives. Letting go of busyness and rush, constant looking at the clock. Also, activities we filled our lives with, which probably aren't necessary. More time to spend with family or exercising or just being with God. How do we make sure we don't lose these things as we return to work and some kind of normal? One of the things I'm thankful for from the coronavirus time is the way that the doors to St. Nick's were opened as soon as possible for people who want to come in and pray or just be in the church. I also love the fact that during the services now, the big doors at the back of the church are open. It feels like we're welcoming in the community. I've had conversations with people who've come in from other churches just wanting to worship in person. I love seeing God building unity amongst the people of God in Newbury. I've also seen one very desperate person who doesn't usually pray literally run into the church after a service and fall on her knees to cry out to God. She could do that because the doors were open and she saw this as a place of safety. I know that it will get very cold as the weather gets colder, but it encourages me to think about how we can keep being an open and welcoming church where people can come and seek God's presence. I finish with a picture. The minister from the Methodist Church in Newbury shared this with us. As he was praying about COVID and the difficulties and disorientation we are all feeling because of it, God gave him a picture in his mind's eye. He saw a coastline which was being battered by a storm. After the storm, people came out and the coastline had been dramatically changed. There had been landslides, and part of the cliffs had been washed away. Suddenly, there was a new landscape to negotiate and get used to, like us trying to negotiate the new normal. Some precious things had been washed away, and it was going to be harder for some than others to negotiate this new landscape. But as he looked around, he saw that where one of the cliffs had been washed away, treasures which had been hidden in the cliffside had now been revealed. These hidden treasures would never have been revealed without the storm. We need to take some time to reflect on what those treasures might be for us as individuals, as a church, and as a town. We can be thankful even in the midst of difficult situations, because in spite of what is happening around us, the loving and faithful Lord is at work. As we are thankful, our focus turns from us and the situation around us to God. As we are thankful, we begin to change, and those around us begin to change. God will fulfill his purpose for us, and we know that his love endures forever. Amen.